Now you don't have to stay linked to your desktop or laptop. Take Voice America on the go and listen anywhere. Get our mobile app for iPhone, BlackBerry, or Android at the Apple iTunes App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market.
The following program is being brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live Internet talk radio. Visit VoiceAmerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management. Welcome to Frame of Mind with your host, Terry Sue. If we learn to live and think healthier, we begin to explore and focus on our strengths. Once we determine what our strengths are, we can use those gifts and talents to help others to heal. Helping others fosters congeniality. Congeniality facilitates peace and love. Now, here's your host, Terry Sue.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Frame of Mind. I'm your host, Terry Sue, and today I'm talking to Sherry Steger from the Amadon Wellness Center in Seal Beach, California. We'll be discussing Zumba and the health benefits of having fun while exercising and getting into shape. Sherry Steger has been active her whole life and has always led an active lifestyle. She teaches yoga, spinning classes, Pilates, and Zumba. Her well-rounded lifestyle is at the core of her healthy approach to life. She believes taking care of your mind, body, and soul is what yoga offers. It helps you to release stress and focus on the present with breath work and proper alignment, which can correct and improve posture and even lead to a stronger body. Classes like Zumba and spinning, that's indoor cycling, can help with cardiovascular system, which helps to maintain body weight and keeps the joints well oiled with the synovial fluid, which we tend to lose as we mature in age. Sherry has two adult sons who live active lifestyles because of her setting the example in their early childhood. And of course, eating a healthy diet is just as important. At 48, Sherry has never been healthier or stronger, and with such a sense of peace and confidence from within. So welcome, Sherry. Let's begin by having you tell our listening audience a little bit about Amadon Wellness Center. I should say Omadon, as corrected by Dr. Jack and someone that I interviewed earlier. Omadon Wellness Center and what it has to offer.
Absolutely. Well, thank you for having me as your guest, Terry. And just to give you a little bit of information about Omadon Yoga Studio and Wellness Center, we've been in business for more than 25 years. The founder and owner is Dr. Jack Ebner. He is a chiropractor and doctor of Ayurvedic medicine. There are services, his chiropractic services, there's acupuncture, massage therapy. He includes various detox type of things that he offers. And then, of course, we have the yoga studio, which is upstairs, and we offer various styles of yoga within the studio, from a Iyengar to a Vinyasa flow to Kundalini to, gentle yoga, yoga for seniors. We offer privates. We do have Zumba, as we will be talking about. We offer Zumba. I, as the director of the studio, brought Zumba in for special reasons, and we can certainly go into that. So Omadon Yoga Studio and Wellness Center in Seal Beach has a variety of things that we offer as far as services.
Yeah, I know I've taken a few Ayurveda classes from Dr. Jack, and he has a very, very relaxed approach to teaching Ayurveda, and it's very informal and very, very beneficial to just kind of sit around and learn more about Ayurveda and what's involved in living an Ayurvedic lifestyle. But one of the things that our main conversation is on Zumba. And I have to say, you know, when I was taking classes at the Chopra Center, I was surprised that was one of the components of exercising, and it was a lot of fun. So I'm kind of intrigued by Zumba. So for those who are not familiar, could you please tell what Zumba is?
Absolutely. It's interesting because it seems to have, on the West Coast, taken off a little bit later than the East Coast. Zumba has actually been around since the early 1990s, and a gentleman from Colombia, his name is Beto Perez, is the founder of Zumba, and he started it in Colombia as a trainer, and he realized that people needed to move their bodies. They needed inspiration to move their bodies, but to do it in a safe way. And he decided to start to choreograph some basic dance moves that everybody can do, just make it a party without feeling like you're actually exercising. It's really just enjoying the different Latin beats and having fun moving your body. And as Beto actually says, he calls it a Zumba party. So you feel like you're coming to a dance party. It really does.
Yeah, it really does feel like that. So tell us what are some of the benefits of Zumba?
Well, Terry, I would say there's so many different styles of Zumba that are offered. There's, you know, different levels of Zumba, as Beto has, you know, tried to cater to all different age groups. There's Zumba for children. There's Zumba for seniors. There's Zumba for pretty much any person that's interested in being able to exercise and move their body. And he's got Zumba toning, Zumba in the pool.
I saw aquatic Zumba somewhere.
Latin rhythms. And as far as the cardio aerobic workout, the benefits, well, the number one benefit is the fact that you're moving your body in order to work the heart and keep your heart strong. You've got to work it cardiovascularly, so you've got to get your heart rate up. And so that's the obvious benefit of Zumba, is that you're actually moving without impact to the body. You can do it at different levels. If you produce Zumba, say to level one, where you're just basically stepping from side to side or just general dance moves, mm-hmm. without jumping or high impact, at a level one, you're burning about 400 calories an hour.
Yeah,
so at the most basic level, you can burn about 400 calories. And if you kick it up a notch to level two, you can burn 600 to 800. And then if you're really, you know, high energy into your Zumba class, these are actually scientific facts, that you're burning close to 1,000 calories in an hour. Mm-hmm. So you're burning more calories than running, maybe even a little bit more than indoor cycling. I do teach indoor cycle, and that's another excellent way of getting your cardio without impact to the body. And so, you know, Zumba is just right up there with one of my favorites as far as cardiovascular you know, benefits. And then, of course, with the movement, you learn balance, you learn agility, you learn how to move your body. You're strengthening your body if you're taking the Zumba tone. You know, there's a lot of using your arms a lot, so you're really incorporating your arms and strengthening your arms, your core. So really it's an overall toning. It's just an amazing, you literally, at the end of the workout, you didn't even realize that you were working out. You were, because you're just, you know, moving your body, enjoying the movement of the body with the music. The music is really what inspires people to dance.
So the music actually would kind of drive the intensity of the workout, right?
Oh, definitely. The instructors, now I am a certified Zumba instructor, and the instructors are taught to do interval training, which is the best way to maximize the heart rate and bring it back down. So throughout each song, it's choreographed very specific for an interval training so that you gradually increase the heart rate. And then there's breaks in between, so the songs are geared towards raising the heart rate to a certain level and then bringing it back down, mm-hmm. and then taking it back up again. So as you get, you know, halfway through your workout, you're starting to kind of cool back down again, and then with the last 15 minutes, the music slows to something that's more, you know, just bringing the heart rate down and more of the, you know, going into more of the stretching postures, or poses, if you will. And, I mean, as far as a fitness program, it's very safe. The instructors mm-hmm. are taught how to, you know, coach to keep the alignment correct as far as, you know, knee alignment over your ankles. And mm-hmm. because I teach yoga, I'm also highly aware of alignment in the body. So they're very much about safety, and it's easy to follow. The other thing I really like about it, Terry, is that anybody can do it. I mean, the instructors are taught in such a way where they're not really talking. Mm-hmm. They're doing the dance. They're moving, and you're just watching what they do. They will look at you mm-hmm. and mirror what you're doing. You know, you can follow them just by watching because it's repetitive. They can add in and choreograph their own and their own music, but there are specific dances that are taught and choreographed so that the more you find an instructor that you like and you continue going, you will learn the routine. And mm-hmm. even if you don't know the routine, the repetitive motion, typically they'll do different things. And they'll walk you through a song first and then have you do it with them.
So yeah, one of the things that I noticed when I took the Zumba class is that this particular class that I took didn't focus mainly on Latin movements and dance and music, but it also incorporated some other types of music. So, for instance, they had one song, Tina Turner's Proud Mary, and when you were talking about how the intensity can vary, well, that particular song, Proud Mary, starts off slow, and uh-huh. then it builds faster and faster, and
right.
then that made it a lot
that.
Of fun as well. So
yeah.
I really like the variety of music, but the Latin beats are what made made that particular class a lot of fun, but at
right,
the same
and
time.
Exactly, and that's the beauty of the Zumba class, because once you're certified, you don't you're not told what to do as far as an instructor. You don't have to use a specific Zumba CD, but you can throw in your own music. You can create your own sequencing of dancing. So instructors do get creative. I know that a lot of times in the they call it the Zumba Gold, which is for mm-hmm. seniors, they'll have the older music, the music that the seniors can relate to. So
yeah.
it may not be directly Latin, quote-unquote Latin music, mm-hmm. but they'll have music that the seniors will relate to. But, you know, definitely they combine. I mean, it's anywhere from hip-hop to samba to salsa to merengue, mambo, mm-hmm. Bollywood.
Yes, there was a little bit of everything in that particular class that I took. So it was quite an international, quite an international flair to it. So it made it a lot of fun. But for right now, it's time for us to take a short break. So this is Terry Sue with my guest, Sherry Steger, from the Omidon Wellness Center in Seal Beach, California. And you're listening to Frame of Mind on Voice America Seventh Wave Channel. Stay tuned.
Your online community for positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
In the spirit of Have Couch, Will Travel, Dr. Carol Lieberman creates a haven of sanity in an increasingly insane world. Each day we are bombarded with news of events that have never crossed our wildest nightmares. Society is spiraling out of control and everyone is reeling from it. But now there's an answer. the best way to keep sane in this insane world is to tune in to Dr. Carol's Couch on Voice America. Dr. Carol, a certified media psychiatrist, will broadcast live from her Beverly Hills office every Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific time. Call or log in and get help with whatever is sending you reeling whenever you need a soothing voice to calm and advise you. That's Dr. Carol's Couch every Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific time here on America's Voice, voiceamerica.com.
Are you ready to go green?
You've asked, and we've heard you. Voice America presents the Green Talk Network. Environmental topics are at the forefront of our society, and the Green Talk Network is here to keep you up to date on the latest trends and innovations for the eco-conscious lifestyle. We'll help promote a variety of ideas on the environment, from global warming issues to how you can become more eco-friendly in your daily activities. Be a part of the solution, not the problem. Visit the Green Talk Network page on voiceamerica.com and tune in to help spread the green.
Is there a difference between dream work and intuition? The relationship is closer than you think. These are mutually supportive concepts. When you dream, your intuition serves as a foreshadow of the future and can bring rapid results through dream analysis. Tune in to The Partnership of Intuition and Dreams with your host, Dr. Marcia Emery. Explore this unique relationship and learn to understand how the symbolism of dreams can be clarified. Listen every Thursday at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America 7th Wave channel.
Awakened Media for a transforming world. 7th Wave Network.
You are tuned into Frame of Mind with your host, Terry Sue. If you have a question or comment for our host, or just want to find out more about our program and an Ayurvedic lifestyle, please email terry.suehill@yahoo.com. That's terri.suehill@yahoo.com. Now back to Frame of Mind.
We're back and continuing our discussion on Zumba with my guest, Sherry Steger of the Amadon Wellness Center in Seal Beach, California. So, Sherry, how often should a person take Zumba classes in order to stay in shape? One or two times a week, three times?
Well, that really depends, Terry Sue, on what it allows in someone's schedule. It is recommended by, the fitness experts as far as cardiovascular working out, minimum of three times a week, at least 30 minutes. A Zumba class is an hour, so the minimum that I would suggest doing would be two classes a week. Hopefully you would be able to fit into your schedule to do three classes, or including other cardiovascular type of exercise, if not Zumba. So, yeah, the minimum of two times a week, I would suggest.
Yeah, I heard you say something about 30 minutes. So are there 30-minute intervals? Are there breaks in between the class, or is the class an hour straight through? How does that work?
There isn't really a break, per se. They're hour classes. Basically, they do interval training within the class time, meaning the teacher will take the heart rate and max the heart rate up, or take a heart rate to a certain level, and then after the song has ended and transitioning to a new song, they allow the heart rate to come down. So Zumba offers interval training, which is the best way to burn calories. So it's not really necessarily a break. Basically, at the end of the Zumba class, you'll feel exhilarated without being exhausted.
Yeah, yeah.
Which I think is a wonderful way to teach a class. I do the same thing in my indoor cycling class. I teach interval training, or teach it in an interval style, so that you are maxing the heart rate, getting the most benefit, as well as getting the most benefit of burning the most calories.
So, do you do a toning portion before you begin the actual Zumba class, or is the
Well, there's different styles of Zumba. There is a Zumba toning class, so that's separate from the traditional Zumba class. There is Zumba toning. However, The Zumba class usually pretty much starts in with movement. It'll mm-hmm. start in with small movements, working the major muscle groups with small movements. So it might be a side-to-side step. It might be marching or basic, you know, a basic salsa step, mm-hmm. And then increasing from there. So the use of the toning portion is kind of incorporated with the actual dance moves.
Oh, okay. Okay, so
you might be lifting your leg in a certain way that's toning your thighs or toning your calves or movement. So all of that is included in the dance moves, including the arms. You're lifting them overhead, bringing the arms in certain ways. So that toning is really integrated into the dance moves.
So with making it fun and making, you know, giving it that Latin flavor or whatever approach a person, the yoga instructor, chooses to use, are there props involved? Do you have props in your class? Like little scarves or?
Well, no, that's interesting because, you know, again, every teacher is different and, mm-hmm. You know, they tend to start attracting a crowd. And if you want to be a really good Zumba teacher, you know, you have to do things that are kind of make it more fun uh-huh. and, you know, kind of, you know, bring the energy. At our studio, our teacher, Suzette, has brought in the little belly dancing things that you wrap around your waist that have a little, you know, these little shimmy skirts.
Uh-huh.
So we wrap this around our waist before we start the class, and then throughout the entire class when they're saying, you know, shake your booty and moving your hips and things like that, you want to shake it because you're hearing them jingle. So mm-hmm. that's something that makes it more fun. So that's something that we do at our studio. I'm sure not every Zumba class does that. But the other, you know, there are Zumba toning, for example, they have special, we don't have it at the studio, but I've never taken a class, but from what I understand, they have, you can hold these, they're kind of, I think there's sort of a dumbbell that shakes, I'm not sure.
Yes.
But they have a certain uh-huh. thing that, and they use those.
Yeah.
But you really don't need all you need is a good pair of shoes and some comfortable clothes, and you're good to go.
Yeah. So well, that takes me back to one of the questions I originally wanted to ask was, so how should you, is there a way to come to class prepared? How should you come dressed, or is there a certain way, you know, are there shoes that you should wear, or, you know, certain clothing that you should wear, or just your regular yoga attire?
Well, you can wear your yoga attire, but you definitely have, one of our first classes in the studio, of course, in a yoga studio, traditionally you take off your shoes before you go on into the asana room where you practice the yoga. And mm-hmm. It's more out of respect that we do that. So it was a little counterintuitive when we started doing Zumba. I had forgotten my shoes one day, and I did it in my bare feet.
Uh-huh.
And I definitely would not suggest doing Zumba in your bare feet.
Yeah.
You do need the supporting structure of a good shoe. And the type of shoe, you don't want anything with a really thick sole or anything that has a lot of waffling on the bottom because you do a lot of lateral moves. So you want something that's going to support. It's kind of a cross-training shoe would be good, or a shoe that you might go walking in.
Yes.
But definitely a shoe that's comfortable. And as far as clothing, just loose-fitting clothing and bring some water to class because you definitely will sweat. Maybe a towel.
Mm-hmm.
Inevitably, you will work up a sweat.
Okay.
So maybe a towel, but yeah, that's it.
And I you know, another thing that someone who has never taken a Zumba class before might wonder, what do you feel about eating before coming to the class? Should they just kind of hold off for a while because of the amount of movement and so forth, or should they eat before coming?
Yeah, no. Any kind of exercise is best to not eat at least an hour before you're doing your workout, whether that's yoga or really anything. You know, if you just had a very light, if you had like, you know, maybe a banana or something, it wouldn't be a big deal, a piece of fruit.
Mm-hmm.
But I definitely wouldn't suggest eating anything substantial before you do your exercising.
Okay. All right. So I also... remember you saying something about it's multi-age. So are there classes that are there Zumba classes that could be specifically structured toward children as opposed to adults, or toward an older crowd as opposed to maybe a middle-aged crowd?
Yeah. Betjo has designed other Zumba dance classes for all age groups. So there's Zumba Gold for the seniors, and there's Zumba Aqua Zumba, which is in the water. There's Zumba Tonic, I believe they call it, for children in, I believe it's from 4 to 12 years old. There's lots of great classes from to hit pretty much every age group. So pretty much any type of fitness that that you might be looking to do. I'm actually looking at there's Zumba Gold for seniors. There's the traditional Zumba class, and then Zumba Toning, Aqua Zumba, and Zumba Tonic for children. They have Zumba in the Circuit, which is I believe that Curves has incorporated a Zumba circuit where you can go in and do 30 minutes of different types of Zumba dances and do a 30-minute circuit. For sure there's definitely opportunities for every age group to get a benefit from doing Zumba.
So have you experienced having a multi-age Zumba session where you maybe have middle-aged as well as seniors, and they're working the same circuit, so to speak?
At our studio, Suzette she's been teaching Zumba for about 5 years, and her own Zumba dance style would be high impact and very dancey, as we say, because I believe she has a dance background. I believe she was a former but something like that. She had a professional dance background. And so as instructors, we're taught to teach to the class. And at Omadon, there are older people that come to the Zumba class. And so she does slow it down a bit and demonstrates the low impact. So the kind of the level one, the level two, and the level three. And we can incorporate them all together, because if an instructor will teach you, the various levels, and then you just kind of do it what feels good for you. So I might be taking it to a level three where I'm jumping from one foot to the other, where someone on level two might be, taking it down a notch, and then someone on level one, maybe a senior person who's doing much less impact, might be just stepping. But it's all, of tremendous benefit and easy to follow.
Yeah. Okay, well, once again, it's time for us to take another short break. So this is Terry Sue with my guest, Sherry Steger, yoga and Zumba instructor, and you're listening to Frame of Mind on Voice America Seventh Wave Channel. Stay tuned.
Listening on a higher dimension. Seventh Wave Network.
Holistic living is nutrition for not just your body, but your mind and your soul. Holistic nutrition goes far beyond the foods that we eat or the supplements that we take. Discover natural means to heal your body and regain your innate healing powers. That's Holistic Living with Tina Marie Jones on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel, live every Tuesday at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern. Tune in for your weekly dose of good holistic living.
Who are you? Why are you here? Where are you going? If you're searching for the answers to these and other spiritual questions, you can look within, and you can tune into The Open Door. Our program will expand your awareness of the teachings of the Ascended Masters, offer you practical tools that promote self-mastery and personal freedom, and provide an unerring pathway for graduating from Earth Schoolroom via the Ascension. The Open Door with hosts Ross Brunson and Tom Schumacher is broadcast live every Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on Seventh Wave Network.
Be extraordinary. Seventh Wave Network.
are tuned into Frame of Mind with your host, Terry Sue. If you have a question or comment for our host, or just want to find out more about our program and an Ayurvedic lifestyle, please email terry.suehill@yahoo.com. That's terry.suehill@yahoo.com. Now back to Frame of Mind.
Once again, welcome back, everyone. I'm continuing my discussion on Zumba with my guest, Sherry Steger. So, Sherry, we were talking about the importance of exercise. We were talking about Zumba and how much fun it is, and it makes exercising a lot more fun when you're moving and you're using things to make it more interesting and kind of perking up the senses there. So, Zumba is obviously good for weight loss, right?
Absolutely.
And I know you were telling me about your friend Yvonne and what she has done to get into shape and lose weight. You want to tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah. I met Yvonne about 6 months ago and at a Zumba conference. And as I heard about her story, I had to go over and personally congratulate her for her accomplishment, basically. She's over 50, and she was morbidly obese, and she just decided one day that she wanted to reverse what she had done to her body and start taking care of herself. So she went to a Zumba class. And she went to her first Zumba class and never stopped. And I think it's about within a year, she had dropped over 100 pounds. She's no longer a diabetic. She looks fabulous. She's continuing to move. She's, you know, of course, incorporating a healthy lifestyle of eating. She was believed doing the curves, but she attributes to her moving her body in Zumba, and she felt safe enough to move her body because, of course, as you know, if you're morbidly obese, you have to be very careful with your joints. And she just started moving very slowly, and now, you know, I was watching her in class, and it was just amazing to see how fluid she moves her body now, and she's loving it. So the Zumba just reminds me. It's like aerobics was back in the, back in the 70s.
Maybe not the 70s, 80s.
But Zumba has actually brought a different level of fitness because it's, like I said, not impact on the body. And just the music in and of itself just really motivates people because it's just so much fun. The rhythms are fun, and I just see it as a. I don't see it as a fad. I see it as something. I mean, they're in over 40 countries now offer Zumba, and I think there's over 40,000 certified Zumba instructors around the world. So
do you see Zumba kind of taking, or people taking a different approach to Zumba? They make their own modifications as the years go by. It's kind of like what's been done to yoga in some respects, you know, because some people have adapted yoga and modified it somewhat, not everyone, but somewhat so that, it's more Western friendly, so to speak. But when we're talking about Zumba, people may want to maybe take on an African twist or take on R&B or give it a different different kind of approach. Over the years, those kinds of things might evolve with the way people teach Zumba. Is that what you mean?
It keeps it fresh and fun. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, like they incorporate belly dancing into it. Like you mentioned, you can bring props where the Latin Suzette, for her class, she developed a belly dancing routine that made it really fun, you know, with the little shimmy skirts. And, so it does, you know, I think with any fitness routine, it's about making it fresh and fun. So that's really, you know, being able to pull in different genres of music and then incorporate the different styles of dance. So the reggaeton, the reggae, the samba, the merengue, the cha-cha, flamenco. I mean, it's pulling from all these rhythms. And these rhythms really, you know, they do make your body work because you're shaking
yes,
your hips
do.
And you're, you know, it's fun. Mm-hmm. We have
Absolutely.
A blast. We love doing it. 9 o'clock Friday mornings, we're dancing to Zumba in the yoga studio, as I had mentioned. It became a little bit counterintuitive to do it at first. People were coming into the yoga room with their shoes on, but we quickly got over that and just cranked the music and danced. So we have a good time at Omidon. And it's mostly women that come to the class. It's definitely for men as well. Mm-hmm. There's lots of men instructors, and I would definitely encourage men to do it also.
Okay, which brings me to a question. Do some versions of Zumba require partners? So you're partnering up with people?
No. To be very honest with you, I've never seen a Zumba class that required a partner.
It's kind of like Latin line dancing. In a
way.
Yeah,
I can definitely tell you that I have not seen anyone.
Okay. Yeah, because the reason why I was asking is sometimes it's kind of like being at a junior high school dance. If somebody knows that they're going to be partnering up with someone, you get a lot of people that kind of stand against the wall or go toward the back and kind of shy about doing that kind of thing.
I saw
that in the class that I did take. I was one of those people that kind of went to the back, and they made us rotate around so that the back row was the front row and all of that. And
Right. After
a while, your inhibitions kind of fall by the wayside because you see a lot of people in the same position that you're in.
Well, the beauty about the Zumba is, and I can even tell you for my, you know, even though I did the certification for Zumba, you know, I still wouldn't feel comfortable getting up and teaching it myself, and not because I don't like to move my body or I feel self-conscious. Obviously, I teach yoga, but when I'm in a Zumba class and I can't necessarily follow exactly what the teacher is doing, you always have the option of just keeping it very simple and moving side to side. So as long as you're moving your body, you're getting the benefit. So the teacher will instruct that way. They'll say, okay, so if you can't do this more advanced, you know, within the choreography of the music, then they'll say, okay, then just keep it here.
Yeah.
You know, like a side step or, you know, stepping front to back. And so they always offer. So the bottom line is everybody can follow. And the more you go to the same teacher and learn the routine, once little by little, you learn more of the routine, then you're just kind of, maybe even starting to do your own, adding flair to it.
and having
fun with it.
What if somebody came in and said, well, I don't know how to dance? What would be your response to that? Because they think about the rhythms and they think about the movement and all of that, and they feel like they have to dance before they even come to class. What would your response be to somebody that came in and said that?
Definitely understand that Zumba is not really dancing. It is dance movements, but it's not dancing. So Zumba is not trying to just get you to dance. We're not doing a full-on salsa. You know, we're doing salsa-like moves. We're doing merengue-like moves. But we're really incorporating other fitness aspects like lunges and, you know, arm curls and things like that. So, like I said before, it makes it really easy to follow. So they're not really dance steps. They're just, they're dance-like steps.
I'm sorry. Yeah. So once you go through the initial movements of the dance within the song, do you repeat it again to see, you know, just to make sure that the person or the people that are participating feel comfortable with the song and the music? So let's do that one more time, that kind of thing.
Well, yeah, that's up to the teacher. Ideally, the teacher should be repeating, because that's really, you know, repetition is how Zumba is taught. like I said, most of the time, I was when you're getting your certification, you're not really taught about, it's not really about talking. You're talking to the students and getting and talking them what telling them what to do. It's mm-hmm. more actions and showing. So that's how you learn, is by repetition. Then, so each movement might be, you know, five times on one side and five times on the other.
Sure. Uh-huh.
Or back and forth on either side.
All right. Yeah,
I mean, honestly, anybody can and jump into a class and just start moving their body, and they'll be able to follow along. It doesn't move so fast, and again, you know, the teacher will. It's really up to the teacher. If you have a good Zumba instructor, they should be able to make sure that each individual is taught what their level is.
Yeah. All right. Well, we're going to continue our discussion. But it's now time for us to take another short break. And I am talking to Sherry Steger from the Omidon Wellness Center in Seal Beach, California. We're talking about Zumba, and you're listening to Frame of Mind on Voice America Seventh Wave Channel. Stay tuned.
The new home for visionary positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
Ask Theo Live is talk radio like you've never heard before. Following her near-death experience, world-renowned author and spiritual medium Sheila Gillette became the direct voice channel for Theo, a consortium of 12 archangels. Through this unique channel, Sheila and her co-host Marcus Gillette present you with an opportunity to speak directly with Theo live on air on any topic you wish to discuss, including receiving authentic messages from deceased loved ones and angelic guides. Get the answer you need by tuning in to Ask Theo Live Talk Radio. Tuesday mornings at 8 a.m. Pacific Time, 11 a.m. Eastern Time on Seventh Wave Network. Frankly Speaking About Cancer is a program designed to empower survivors and their caregivers to deal with the social and emotional challenges of cancer. Drawing on resources from wellness communities throughout America and abroad, the show will invite physicians, researchers, nurses, social workers, patients, and caregivers to share their advice on how to live a better life with cancer. Join host Kim Tibaldo, President and CEO of the Wellness Community, Tuesday afternoons at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 4 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Network. Create yourself first to create the life that you want. Join Dee Wallace, actress, author, and healer, for Conscious Creation. She'll give you clear and concise answers to the blocks, beliefs, and fears that stand in the way of your self-creation. Are you ready to create your own life powerfully? Tune in to Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace, broadcast live every Thursday morning at 8 a.m. Pacific Time, 11 a.m. Eastern on Seventh Wave Network. Love yourself, experience your power, acknowledge your value, and expand into your greatness.
Taking you to the threshold of a dream and beyond. Seventh Wave Network.
You are tuned into Frame of Mind with your host, Terry Sue. If you have a question or comment for our host, or just want to find out more about our program and an Ayurvedic lifestyle, please email terry.suehill@yahoo.com. That's terri.suehill@yahoo.com. Now back to Frame of Mind.
Once again, welcome back, everyone. I'm continuing my discussion on Zumba with my guest, Sherry Steger, from the Omidon Wellness Center in Seal Beach, California. So, Sherry, tell me about, what if somebody has some kind of physical impairment, bad knees, bad back, ankles? Is there any compensation for that?
As far as compensation, do you mean modifications for it?
Modification, uh-huh, sorry.
The teacher should be teaching, you know, alignment, correct alignment when they're teaching the Zumba. So someone with bad knees would just need to make sure that they're keeping their knees directly over their ankles and not putting too much stress on their knees. So obviously listening to their body and making sure that they're not doing anything that might be jeopardizing their back or their knees. That's really up to the yoga, I'm sorry, the Zumba and or yoga teacher to be mindful of that as they're teaching the class. But yeah, I mean, the great thing is that because it's no impact on the body, you can make an impact if you want to, you know, jump from one leg to the next and really kick it up a notch. But it's not necessary, and you're still burning a lot of calories by not making an impact. And that's the reason why people like Yvonne, who after being morbidly obese, were able to still move their body and lose weight safely, because there's no impact, and it's a gentle, easy way to be able to move the body as you're dancing, as you're, you know, with the dance moves, with the you know, just kind of listening to advice. So yeah, I mean, you always, if you have any issues, you should probably discuss it with the Zumba instructor before you start the class, as you should any group exercise class, and make sure that you have the go ahead from the doctor if you're, you know, have any specific injuries that might be, you know, contraindicated for exercise. So that's always better to be safe.
So that leads me to the, you know, my next question. Are there any medical conditions that would hinder a person's ability to take the class or to benefit from some of the moves?
No, I don't think so. I mean, obviously, again, obviously there are medical conditions that I'm not, you know, I'm not a medical doctor, so I'm not.
No, I understand that part.
but, you know, I mean, you know, if you have high blood pressure or things like that, I mean, before starting any rigorous exercise program, you know, if you have any past history of anything, you should definitely get a checkup. And maybe if there is any concern, continue being monitored by your doctor as you start to increase your cardiovascular exercising. But it's definitely, I mean, people who have heart attacks and things like that, that's like one of the first things I'll do in rehab is put them on the treadmill and get them moving.
Yeah.
You know, fast walk.
As I compare it to yoga, I know there are some yoga classes for pregnant women. Are there Zumba classes for pregnant women? Can pregnant women take Zumba classes?
Oh, definitely. Absolutely. And there's no reason why they, you know, again, unless the doctor has said to back down from, you know, they're moving. Again, everybody can tailor it to what feels good for them. So literally, if you're just, you know, stepping side to side, obviously you're not going to do anything that's going to jeopardize your balance as you're further into your pregnancy. But no doubt that Zumba is good for anyone that's even pregnant. But, of course, you know, whatever you're doing, keep it being safe with what you're doing. So.
Yes. Now, I'm going to kind of switch the topic a little bit, or my angle, and I'm going to ask you about Zumba in the workplace. Do you ever go to other locations and, you know, maybe get various staffs together? And
I personally have not done it with Zumba. I have done it with yoga. But I do know that that definitely happens, and there are definitely teachers out there that would be interested, I mean, yoga instructors that like to offer that.
Yeah, because it sounds like it would be a great way not only to get people at work to up and moving, you know, especially the ones that are kind of sedentary, have those kinds of positions, but it would be a great unifying element.
Right. I definitely.
For staff.
You know, yeah. I think it's a great, you know, something to offer in the workplace.
Yeah. We're running out of time really quickly, but I wanted to give you an opportunity to kind of talk about some of the things that are upcoming at the Omadhon Wellness Center. I know you have an open house coming up. Do you want to tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, we are hosting an open house at Omadhon this Saturday, October 1st. We're going to start out by offering free yoga all day long to any new members. If you've never done yoga before, we have classes that start from 7:30 and go all the way till 1 o'clock. So anyone's welcome to come and practice yoga with us. We have all styles of yoga. We have a beginning at 7:30 with a an all levels to an advanced level class at 9. We have yoga lattes, which we incorporate yoga with Pilates and sculpting with free weights at 10:30, and then at noon we have a gentle class, which is always a lovely way to get introduced to yoga. And then after that, we will have vendors that will be offering various things from around the world, things that have been imported from Tibet through the Fair Trade Act, supporting NGOs around the world, as well as we have a very popular musical artist that will be playing from 5 to 7, Marty Walker, who played at the Bhakti Fest this summer out in Joshua Tree. And she has a beautiful voice, and she'll be accompanied by Matt Spencer. And then we have Whole Foods that will be providing food. We'll have various types of vegetarian food. And we'll have different samplings of teas. We have a gentleman from China that is sampling. They're very high-end, very specialized teas. We'll be offering samplings of the teas, and you know, just a general open house to welcome new folks to come in and visit us. We'll be there from 7:30 in the morning to about 7 p.m.
And yeah, wow.
Be welcoming to stop by.
Wow, that's full of activities. Wow.
Yeah. We have a
sounds
really
exciting.
Beautiful studio, Terry. We've been there for 12 years. We have lots of natural light. We have lots of windows. It's just a really beautiful place to come, and we have constantly have new workshops being offered. We have pebble belly dancing. We do. We're offering a harmonium workshop, which is an Indian instrument where you can learn to play the harmonium and learn chanting. And we have various workshops, so you can always log on to our website at omadawn.com, omadawn.com, to check
Great.
Out what's going on.
And I urge people to do that. So I would like to once again thank Sherry Steger from the Omadawn Wellness Center in Seal Beach for taking the time to share her experience teaching Zumba and yoga and discussing the health benefits of both. And I would also like to take this time to thank my very patient engineers, Mike Mitchell and Randy Jackman, for their kindness. And I want to thank you, my listening audience, for tuning into Frame of Mind today. I hope that you've enjoyed our time together and like to ask you to think about someone you know who could be helped or served by this knowledge and share it with them. In the meantime, live in peace and love, everyone, and enjoy your day. Bye.
We hope that you've enjoyed our program this week. Please join your host, Terry Sue, again next weekend. We'll be here Saturdays at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, noon Pacific Time, on 7th Wave Network. Until then, focus on your strengths. Live and think healthier this week. Thanks again for listening to the preceding program, brought to you on the 7th Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit 7thWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit VoiceAmerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.